This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today's letter reads as follows. Anonymous is in quite a situation, Mingisiri, but I'm hoping that we will meet Anonymous in love and in sharing. So here's Anonymous letter. It reads as follows. She says, I'm 24 years old and I've just found out that I have cancer. I'm refusing treatment because I have an incurable disease and untreatable mental illness. I don't want to leave anymore. I'm also hesitant to tell my family. Am I being selfish? What should I do? Mingisiri, stripping it down on the naked truth, having Anonymous Truth who is asking for advice. And there's a message here that says Anonymous should tell her family about her diagnosis so that she can receive support that she needs. My grandmother died from cancer, and the saddest thing is that we found out at a later stage that she had cancer. Particularly me, I haven't recovered. You know, thus Anonymous should be glad that she discovered that she has cancer at an early stage. You know, some win, some lose the battle against cancer, but Anonymous must just not give up. And also, if Anonymous decides to undergo chemo or radiation or whatever treatment suggested for her, you know, I suggest that she takes the STC-30 and SIC. Although Anonymous can do a further research on those, but they surely have helped some people to recover. Thank you so much for sharing with us your truth and your experience as well. Really do appreciate. What advice would you give Anonymous Mingisiri? You're listening to The Soul Connection, stripping it down on the naked truth. There's a message here from Anonymous in Bendo. Anonymous says that, good morning, says Lindy. While I am 40 this year, and at 26, I had cancer. You know, now it's just a blip in my history. I was single with no kids at the time. My biggest concern was leaving my family with my, you know, student loans to pay, but I managed to push a little bit and paid them off. Also, you know, cancer was actually a gift in prioritizing for me. That's one thing I learned from cancer. It taught me to live every day like it's my last for almost, you know, some two decades. And yes, I also have vertigo there and there. You know, they don't get in my way. I have a great marriage and four amazing kids. One is just an amazing youngster who also has a bit of a sleeping disorder. But we will get there. You know, I'm his biggest advocate and researcher as well. So one thing that cancer taught me is how to advocate, is how to fight, and how to affirm the positive as well. So I believe that Anonymous is just still in shock. I hope that it will settle down very soon so that you can tell your family. On my side, I told my family when I had cancer, you know, they were very supportive and did everything I asked. You know, my mom even brought some fresh squeezed juices to the hospital for me. You know, friends went to doctor's appointments with me and took the notes as I wasn't physically strong enough. So I suggest that you share with your family, Anonymous. You know, you decide on your own treatment. It is okay to accept help and advocate for yourself. You know, you got this and it is your right. All the best to you, Anonymous. Sending some love and light your way, as Lynn would say it. Thank you so much, Anonymous in Bendo, for soulfully sharing with me that part of your soul, that part of your space. I really do appreciate. To wrap up quickly today's Naked Truth, of course, with some of your messages. So the message from Mohadi Isabel Masesha, who says, Anonymous, let me say this to you. You know, I think you need to tell your family. No, they will be there for you. Don't be scared. I know cancer can be very dangerous. It is a dangerous sickness. You must just sit down with your mother first. And, you know, our mothers always, they're always there for us. Trust me. And I'm also praying that you'll be brave enough and come out so that you can get help very, very soon. That is Mohadi. Thank you kindly, Mohadi. There's also a message from Khotatso Matebula. Khotatso says, hey, sisters. No, this is a very sensitive issue. You know, I'm still bleeding even after 3 years of losing my mom over breast cancer. For she knew and refused treatment in time. So later, I personally had to suffer with the ups and downs while she couldn't do anything. Hospitals, in and out. Unfortunately, she passed on after 2 weeks of chemo, sure, because she was also on level 4. So, Anonymous, please tell your family. Please tell your family. That's Khotatso, Matebola Khotatso. Thank you so much for shedding some light and sharing your experience as well. There's also here a message from Matula Tsatsing, who says that there is no better time for Anonymous to turn to God than now. But equally, there's nothing as important to have than to be open to the family than now. So to Anonymous, treatment is inevitable. You know, Anonymous should just understand that some of the things happen not to destroy us, but to strengthen us. Some of the things happen to us not to make us, you know, a laughing stock, but they happen to us in order to be transformed. So Anonymous, giving up is not an option to you. Hang in there, and hang in there till God reveals himself to you. That is Matula Tsatsing. Thank you kindly for shedding some light as well. There's one here from Donald Judge Mulewa. Ari, I think Anonymous should take this issue serious. And a better way that she can handle this is to maybe tell the family. Maybe they'll do something to help. That is Donald Judge Mulewa. Mingisari, thank you kindly meeting Anonymous in love and in sharing. We also have a professional advice coming through from Marotola Dipua Millicent, who is a registered counselor. Here's what she had to say with regards to today's Naked Truth.
Good morning, Capricorn FM listeners, and also good morning to you, Lindy Rim. And again, thank you so much for having me. You know, with everything that Anonymous is experiencing right now, I do understand why she is even suicidal. But what I want to say to Anonymous is that tell your family about the cancer and start taking the treatment. You know, the benefits of having a family is that when you fall, you know that your family will be there to catch you. When you get lost, you know that your family will be there to guide you. When you lose hope, you know that your family will be there to help you restore the hope. So even when you are facing some life challenges or some life difficulties, you know how to tackle those challenges because you know that you're not alone. You know that you have a family that supports you and the family that has your back. So my advice to Anonymous is that tell your family about the cancer and start taking the treatment before it is too late. And the other thing that I want to tell Anonymous, something that I want to bring it out to Anonymous, is that there are so many people who have achieved their goals or dreams living with incurable diseases and also mental health issues. And you know, it is only because those people have accepted their challenges and they did not allow their medical and mental challenges to stop them from living their life, to stop them from achieving their goals. And which is something that I believe if Anonymous can accept her situation the way that it is and start taking the treatment, attending therapy, and also attending the support groups, she can be able to achieve her goals. She can be able to live the life that she wanted. She must not deny herself the opportunity to see the older her. I wish this helps Anonymous, and I wish her all the best. Thank you so much.
Kukensaina Esesimaro Dola Dubua Millicent, who is a registered counselor, also the director of MDM Psychological Wellness. If you're in need of their services, you can give her a call and arrange a one-on-one session with her. Her number is 067-861-7861. Alternatively, you can drop an email, info@mdmpsychologicalwellness.co.za. Visit their website. It's www.mdmpsychologicalwellness.co.za. Mingisar naunan kenzangofu for sharing your advice and shedding some light. And, you know, most importantly, I don't take your personal experiences for granted. You coming out here, sharing with me that sacred space, I really do appreciate it. It means that you have found the soul connection to be that safe space to share your experience as well. So thank you kindly.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.